Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Assassin's Mask by Everly Frost, narrated by Megan Tusing. Chapter 1. Moonlight streams across the empty field as I land and fold away my wings. I drop to the long grass, my whole body aching, my heart burning. I flew for 2 days to reach this spot, and now my strength is gone. 2 days trying to mend together the fragments of my heart. Slade's final words echo in my mind. She's gone. I force myself to stand and hurry away from the memory. From all the memories. I can't stay in this field while the wind whispers like his voice across my cheeks and lips. I have to get to my safe house and leave the past behind with every step. My boots protect my calves from the sharp blades of grass, but the flimsy dress I'm wearing does nothing to shield my thighs. I consider swapping the dress for my protective assassin suit, but the dress will ensure that I don't look like a threat. I'm already a spectacle, carrying a katana sword strapped to my back, along with my backpack. I don't have the energy to make myself invisible by blurring. I used up every shred of my Valkyrie power to fly nonstop, remaining in the cloud cover, staying high enough to be mistaken for a bird. Blurring won't do me much good, even if I had the strength to accomplish it right now. This is the part of my escape where I have to interact with humanity again. Reaching the edge of the field, I head directly east along the empty road, to the lone motel that squats at the edge of this secluded place. It's located west of the Platte River.